I have to say.
Well, I think we will start the meeting, and if Senator Vinson comes on, we'll go ahead. So at this time, I'll ask for the meeting to come to order, and we'll take roll.
This is the Committee on Committees meeting on September 2nd, 2016. Senator Brown.
Here.
Senator Hansen.
Here.
Senator Ripley.
Here.
Senator Taylor.
Here.
Senator Vincent. And Senator Brennan.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you for being able to be on the conference call today, you guys, and I hope your summer's gone real well for you, all of you. At this time, we have to fill a vacancy on the Energy Committee because Senator Driscoll is now a county commissioner at Yellowstone County, and congratulations to her on that. And so anyway, the Energy Committee needs to have someone replace it. I will call for some discussion. Senator Ripley.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yeah, I know everybody probably has seen the recommendation by Senator Cecil, the input from Minority Leader Cecil, and we always consider that. But I think it's important this time to appoint somebody that is up to speed on the issues right now, and I know Senator Keene has participated in testifying in bills in Washington State and Oregon and stayed abreast of what's going on in those two states and how that'll interact with what's coming out of Montana, and I know he was appointed by the governor to serve as chair of the advisory group that for EPA's Clean Power Plan. I think at this last minute, I think it's important that we appoint somebody that's staying abreast of the issues and up to speed right now. And I certainly would support Senator Keene for those reasons. And Mr. Chairman, I would make that a motion that we appoint Senator Keene to the interim committee for telecommunications and energy.
Okay, are there any other discussions? Any other nominations? Hearing no other nominations, if I would call for a vote for Senator Keene to be put on the Energy Committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It was unanimous that Senator Keene be put on the Energy Committee to finish out the interim. And I will give Senator Keene a call today. And then, Joe, if you would formally let him know, however you do it, through letter or telephone or email or whatever, and that would be fine too, so it's official, and get him on the roster so he knows when the meetings are and all of that, and get him the materials that he needs to that, since he hasn't been on that committee.
Yeah, we'll do.
I agree that with Senator Ripley that having served with Senator Keene on many committees, when it comes to natural resources and him being really involved with the coal strip issue and all of the other issues, clean power, that I think he will do us well in that position. So we have no other business now.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senator Driscoll also served on legislative council, if you wanted to discuss that.
I think we're going to, we haven't discussed that yet. And so I think we'll wait for further on down the line to see about that matter.
Okay.
And thank you all for participating. And Have a good rest of the summer and a good fall, and I guess we'll see Senator Ripley and at the EQC meeting. And with that, I think we are finished. So we are adjourned.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chairman. See you, everybody.
See ya.
Thank you.
See ya.
Oh. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See ya.
Oh.